Matthew 18, verse 1. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse 2. Then Jesus called a little child to him, and set him in the midst of them. Verse 3. And said, Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Verse 6. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Verse 7. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come. But woe to that man by whom the offense comes. Verse 8. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. Verse 9. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Verse 11. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Verse 12. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? Verse 13. And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Verse 14. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Verse 15. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Verse 16. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Verse 17. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Verse 18. Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Verse 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Verse 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Verse 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. Verse 24. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Verse 25. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children, and all that he had, and that payment be made. Verse 26. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Verse 27. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. Verse 28. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. Verse 29. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Verse 30. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. Verse 31. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved, and came and told their master all that had been done. Verse 32. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. verse 33, should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I have pity on you? Verse 34, and his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. Verse 35, so my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.